qualsiasi modo.
Please pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名继续我们安息日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue afternoon service.
我们首先星期一唱诗 294首。
Sing hymn 294.
站立来做祷告。
Please remain standing. We want to pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您。
Our dear loving Father, we thank you.
在我们世人充满罪的时候，你还是一直想来拯救我们。
While we were still sinners, you came to save us.
在世人满心想的都是罪恶的时候，你命挪亚造了方舟。
When we were still having evil thoughts, you told Noah to build the ark.
你曾带领以色列人脱离那个为奴隶的地方，脱离那个罪的地方。
You delivered the Israelites from the land of sin, from the.
在这个末世，你更派你的爱子来拯救我们。
And at an end time like this, you send your only son.
你的爱子亲自上十字架被钉流血。
You sent Jesus Christ your son to die on a cross for us.
用他的身体为殿。
So that his body became a temple.
把那个幔子除去，我们可以来到你施恩宝座前跟神你直接祈求。
So that we could come before your mercy seat to worship you.
借着他留下的宝血，给我们留下一个赦罪的泉源。
And through his precious blood, we have a chance at salvation.
照着你所预定的，他为我们留下一条又真又活的路。
And according to your plans, you made a path for us.
我们都在寻找这条路。
And we are looking for this path.
我们想走上这条路。
And we want to walk on this path.
因为这是神你救赎的道路。
Because this path will lead to salvation.
我们知道这个救赎的道路找到的人并不多。
We know that those who find this path of salvation are few.
能找到，也真的肯走，走到最后的，能够见到你。
And for those who find it, only a few of them will be able to walk through it.
我们本不属这个世界。
We don't belong to this world.
因为我们有罪，我们才来到这个世界。
And because of sin, we came to this world.
借着你爱子所留下的宝血，我们得蒙赦罪。
And through your precious blood of your son, we can receive forgiveness.
借着你的爱子的身体，成了今天的基督教会。
And through his precious blood, we have this church today.
求你感动在座的，也感动工人能够讲出你所要讲的。
Please help us so that we could give this sermon.
也求你感动，让他们听到他们所要听的。
And please move us so that we can understand your words.
我们在聚会前献上这样的祷告。
We pray in this manner before our service.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归天上父神的真名。
May all the glory and honor be unto your name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
Well, 我们早上讲到神在历代借着教会要来拯救人。
This morning we spoke about how God saved the world through church.
那我们说，教会是神救人的地方。
We said that church is a place where God saved men.
所以保罗在跟以弗所的这些长老来勉励的时候，他说这个教会是神用重价买来的。
Well, Paul was encouraging the Ephesians, he told them that the church was bought by the precious blood of Christ.
也就是用主耶稣的宝血所赎来的。
And which is redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以教会是耶稣的身体，是一个耶稣流血的身体。
So the church is it's a body of Christ.
神从创世以来所预定的人借着基督得生命。
Since the creation, God has already planned that we will receive life through Jesus Christ.
人借着基督得儿子的名分。
And through Jesus Christ, we will be sons of God.
一个真正的得生命是到最后跟神在一起，那个才叫做得到真正的生命。
To receive the eternal life, we need to abide with the Lord till the very end.
所以主耶稣来必须流血。
So when Jesus came to earth, he must bled.Die for our sins.
神在创世以前就预定了主耶稣来一定要流血。
And since creation, God's plan was for Jesus Christ to come into this world to shed His blood for us.
我们来看以弗所书一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章。四节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵五节
verse 5
又因爱我们就按着自己一直所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分第六节
verse 6
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们第七节
Verse 7
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎过犯得以赦免乃是照他丰富的恩典所以我们今天有机会可以得到这个生命是神的恩典
So today we have this opportunity to be saved It is the grace of God
因为我们原来在过犯中
Because we lived in sin before
在最终结果就是死。
And the result of sin is death.
亚当犯罪了，他就死了。
And when Adam sinned, he died.
活了930岁，但事实上他死了，因为他以后不能回到神的家。
Even though he lived to 930 years old, at the end he died. He cannot go back to God.
但是后来这个继续犯罪的神还是来救。
But even though we live in sin, God continued to save us.
把那个罪洗掉。
To wash away our sins.
那个罪是借耶稣的宝血。
And we wash away the sin through the blood of Christ.
啊，所以。教会也是用耶稣的宝血，用耶稣的身体来设立的。
So the church was bought by the blood of Christ and through His body.
所以我们今天要借着基督得救，我们今天是借着教会来得救。
So today we are saved through the body of Christ and which is through the church.
所以教会是神救人的地方，教会是神在创世以前就预定借着基督身体来救人的地方。
So the church is a place where God will save us, and this in the church is a place where God planned to save us from the creation of the world.
所以我们早上讲到结束的时候是说，教会怎么来救人。
So this morning we concluded how church could save us.
那我们来看教会怎么救人。
Now we'll look at how the church will save us.
主耶稣来传福音的第一句话，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
When Jesus Christ first preached on earth, he said that repent for the kingdom of God is near.
所以把神的救赎都讲在里面。
So he already illustrated the salvation of Christ.
救赎的最后目的是要进天国。
And the end of salvation is going to heaven.
那在那个救赎的开始，你必须悔改。
And in order to attain salvation, we must first repent.
什么叫做悔改？
What is repent?
知道自己的错误，而且把它改掉，叫做悔改。
Repentance is knowing what we did wrong and a willingness to change.
但事实上，人要改到什么程度
？But in reality, how much should we change?
人没有办法靠自己的力量去改什么。
Man cannot rely on themselves to change.
所以，原来你这个有罪的身份，主耶稣用他的宝血帮我们洗去了。
So originally we all have sin, and God has already forgiven us through Christ.
把那个罪算在耶稣的身上，所以一个无罪的替有罪的来死，所以还是有人帮我们付了那个死罪。
So through Jesus Christ's death, He already redeemed us from death.
所以人要进入基督，要借着基督得救，就必须先进入基督的身体。
So in order to be saved through the body of Christ, we need to be in the body of Christ.
那基督的身体就是今天的基督教会。
And the body of Christ is the church today.
所以今天要进入一个基督的教会。
And in order to enter the church.
今天你可以来慕道十年、二十年，但是没有人会称呼你弟兄姐妹。
You could come here and be evangelized for 10, 20 decades, and you could still be an evangelist.
True seeker. 但你受洗之后，你会发觉人家称呼你弟兄姐妹了。
After you get baptized, you're no longer a true seeker but a member.
为什么？因为你在名分上已经得了神儿子的名分，所以我们在神家是一家人，互称为弟兄姐妹。
Why is that? It's because after baptism, you belong to God and you become a member of God.
因为你已经借着那个爱血得蒙救赎了。
Because you've already been saved through the blood of Christ.
啊，所以人要进神的国，从悔改开始。
So we enter the kingdom of God starting from repentance.
悔改之后怎么样
？And after we repent,
来，我们来看马可福音结束哈，耶稣要升天之前，耶稣怎么讲
？Let's look at the book of Mark.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16,
十五节
verse 15.
主耶稣又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”十六节
verse 16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。好，所以这个是主耶稣用他的身体来设立基督教会之后交代门徒的。
So the church was created by Christ.
然后他升天之前特别交代门徒。
And after before he ascended to heaven, he particularly instructed the believers.
往普天下传福音给万民听。
And to spread the gospel to the end of the earth.
有人的地方， 就去传福音，因为神要救每一个人。
Wherever there is people, we need to preach to them.
所以人借着教会得救是信而受洗的，他说必然得救。信而受洗的必然得救，这是人借着教会得救的开始。
Those who are believe and are baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪，有些人看到这个很不舒服啊。
And those who have sinned will be punished.
有的人看到这样的描写很不舒服了。
And when they hear this, they're very upset.
实际上人就是在罪中。那你如果不被救，不愿意信，那你还是在罪中。所以说，已经被定罪。
And if you're still in sin, you will be punished.
那个愿意信而受洗的，就有那个得救的机会。那这边说必然得救。
But if you are baptized, then you have an opportunity to be saved.
所以这个也是今天很多教会就抓着这一句话说：你已经信了，你已经受洗了，不管你在做什么事情，坏事也好，必然得救，一定去天国。
And many times the statement for those who believe will be saved, this statement is used by many churches it's used by many churches to preach to other people.
他说你已经受洗了，已经信了，所以你一定得救，你一定去天国，这是很多教会在讲的。
And many other churches preach that as long as you believe, you will be saved.
但我们今天必须好好来思考，早上讲了那么多那个在海中在营里走过经过的，其实在讲人受洗，但是最后他们并没有得救。
But we need to consider this and meditate upon it, because for those Israelites, even though they crossed the Red Sea, which is a symbol of baptism, they're still not saved.
犹大跟着主耶稣用多少教训来洗他的罪，有没有洗掉？
Judah followed Jesus for many years, and Jesus has preached to him for many times, but did he?Repent.
所以那个罪有没有洗掉？
So was the sin cleansed?
洗了，但是后来他又犯了。
His sins was cleansed, but he sinned again.
所以人洗了又犯罪，最后还是死，这个是我们必须在圣经里好好认识这一点。
We need to understand that even though we are baptized and our sins are forgiven, we could still die.
因为那个受洗不是一个犯罪的借口。
Because baptism is not an excuse to commit sin.
受洗是赦免你以前的罪，但是你洗了之后不要再犯罪。
Baptism forgives our past sins, and after baptism we should not continue to sin.
所以那个洗，受洗的洗是指着一个水洗，宝血的洗。
Baptism is a baptism by water and by the blood of Christ.
所以这边在讲一个必然得救，是在讲的是一个真正的洗。
And over here, when they talk about being saved, it's about the true baptism.
所以那个受洗啊，不是说你洗了啊，那一刹那啊，你已经得救，永远得救，不是这个意思。
When you are baptized, it doesn't mean that right after baptism you'll be saved forever.
所以我们要来思考一个受洗是什么意义。
So we need to ponder upon what's the meaning of baptism.
我们在两个礼拜这边也会有灵恩会，也会有洗礼。
And 2 weeks we'll have the spiritual communion and baptism.
在座如果有慕道的朋友，我们来思考看看一个洗礼是什么。
For those of us who are true seekers, let's consider what is baptism.
如果在别的教会已经受洗了，我们也在圣经里来思考一个受洗是什么。
Even if you are already baptized in other church, let's again consider what does baptism mean to us.
就算在本会已经受洗了，我们也要来思考一个真正的受洗是什么。
Even for those of us who are baptized here, let's consider what is baptism to us.
因为主耶稣说信而受洗必然得救，所以这个信而受洗到底是一个怎么样的洗？
When Jesus Christ said, "When you are believed and you are baptized, you will be saved." Let's consider what does he mean by baptism.
你必须得到那样的洗，才会必然得救。
You must receive that sort of baptism to be saved.
不是爱怎么洗就怎么洗，这个牧师怎么讲，同一个教会，这一任牧师这么讲，下一任另外一个牧师那么讲，不是了。
We need to be baptized according to the will of Jesus Christ, and not what men tell us.
因为这是神在创世以前就借着耶稣的宝血要来救赎我们，所以那个洗有没有耶稣的宝血在里面？
And baptism is God's plan since the creation of earth, so we need to follow it.
在耶稣的宝血之前，我们先来谈谈一个洗礼到底是什么。
So we need to ponder upon what is baptism.
我们来看罗马书六章哈。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章三节
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？第四节
Verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，是和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。所以这里在谈我们的一个受洗。
So we here talks about our baptism.
归入基督的死。
And that we have been baptized into Christ Jesus.
耶稣怎么死？耶稣在十字架上钉死流血，所以我们在他血中归入他的身体。
And here it says that we were baptized into Christ Jesus. We're baptized into His death, so we're baptized through Him.
那这边讲你归入了之后要怎么样？同时同埋葬。
And baptism it means that we die with Him.
那个跟他一同埋葬的，跟他一同死的是谁
？So who are those who die with Him?
罪人
Sinners,
也就是过去的我们，我们受洗之前的我们。
And over here when it talks about death, it means our former self.
啊，所以埋葬之后，我们成了另一个人。
So after our death, we become another person.
成了一个怎么样的人？不是过去的人，不是那个过去犯罪的人。
So after baptism, we're no longer the person that commits sin.
所以他说，我们的一举一动，也就是我们做什么，都要有一个新生的样式。
And because we're this new man, this new creation, so whatever we do and whatever we say needs to be according to God's will.
这个新生就是。耶稣基督用他的身体换得你的生命，你不再是罪人了，你成了一个新人了。
And this new life is brought by Jesus Christ, so that we're this new creation.
啊，所以过去的那个必须死掉，必须埋葬。那复活之后的这个人必须是个新人。
And so our former self needs to die with Christ, to become this new creation.
所以。新人能不能再犯罪
？So could the new man sin？
在第六节说哈，使罪身灭绝哈，叫我们不再当罪的奴仆。也就是说，你那些受洗之后的人，你不能再称罪为王啊，不能再喜欢做犯罪的事。
And verse 6 says that we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed, that we might no longer be enslaved to sin. So after baptism, we're not supposed to sin.
所以这个叫做承受恩典，因为从罪人白白得到恩典，赦去以前的罪，洗去以前的罪，有一个当新人，有一个重新做人的机会。
And this is grace because our sins are forgiven and we have the opportunity to live a new life.
有很多教会说啊，人受洗之后就是一定得救。
Many churches proclaim that after baptism, your salvation is guaranteed.
犯罪是必然的，人毕竟是人嘛。
And that it's all right to sin because we're all men.
啊，人总有情欲嘛。
Because all men have desires.
啊，犯罪是一定的。
So committing sin is natural.
所以你如果犯罪之后又悔改，神还是又原谅你。
So other churches proclaim that if you sin after baptism, God will continue to forgive you.
如果主耶稣都愿意为你过去的罪来死在十字架上，你今天再犯个罪，他怎么会不原谅你呢
？They say that if God forgive your past sins, why won't He forgive your sins now?
很多信徒很喜欢这样的教会。
And a lot of believers like that sort of church.
为什么
？Why？
他们可以信主，天国有机会，必然得救。
Because they could believe in God and they have an opportunity for salvation.
而另外一边，万一犯罪的话，也没有关系，还是得救。
But at the same time, they could continue to sin and still be saved.
而所以这种教会、这种信徒，信得心安理得。
So in this type of church, they it's very easy.
犯罪也犯得心安理得。
And when they sin, it's very easy for them.
因为他们认为必然得救。
Because they believe that they're going to be saved anyway.
但事实上，我们早上说，人尝了天恩，与圣灵有问作，是故意离弃道理，再也没有赎罪的计量。
And I said that and this morning we talk about if we continue to sin after baptism and we leave the truth, there is no second chance.
所以犯罪的人是把神的儿子重钉十字架，主耶稣不再为你重钉十字架。
So if we continue to sin after our baptism, we crucify Christ a second time and God will not die for us a second time.
所以在罗马书六章一节他这么讲，这样怎么说我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？第二节，断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人岂可能在罪中活着呢？这个就是在讲那个已经受洗的人，你在罪中死了，耶稣替你死了，你以后不能仍然活在罪中。
In Romans chapter 5 we talk about after baptism we cannot live in sin anymore.
那你如果仍然活在罪中，像一般教会讲，哎，你活着，在罪中，主还是在原谅你，这样叫做恩典吗？不是。
If we continue to sin after baptism, like what they say in other church, that it's alright to sin after baptism, is that still grace? It's not.
所以我们来想，在罪上的人本来是该死的。
Those who live in sin are supposed to die.
但主耶稣为我们死，这是神的旨意，要耶稣为万所有的罪人来死。
But Christ died for us, and this is the will of God.
所以让我们有一个重新得生命的机会。
So that through his death we have an opportunity to be saved.
过去亚当所犯的罪不算在我们身上，你后来所犯的罪也不算在你们身上。
So that the original sin of Adam and Eve will not keep us from salvation.
后来我们犯的罪也不算在我们身上。
And our past sins will not be counted against us.
我们受洗的时候把这所有的罪算在主耶稣的身上。
And when we were baptized, all our past sins and our original sins are forgiven through Christ.
所以当我们受洗归入基督之后，我们不可以仍然在罪中活着。
And because of this reason, after we are baptized, we cannot live in sin anymore.
我们不可以活在过去所犯的罪中。
And we cannot continue to live on our past sins.
也不可以活在将来要犯的罪中。
And we cannot continue to live on the desire to commit sin.
我们要活在哪里？
And how should we live our life?
所以当我们受洗的时候，我们与主耶稣同死同埋葬同复活。
And when we were baptized, we died with him and we were buried with him.
所以过去的我们死了，埋葬了。
So our former self is death and is buried.
当我们复活的时候，
And when we resurrect,
我们要活在主中，活在主的身体当中。
We need to live out Christ and live out Christ's image.
活在主的基督教会中，
and live within the church.
活在主的道路真理生命中，
and live according to the truth.
所以教会是神让人得救的地方。
So church is a place where God saves us.
教会是人神让人得生命的地方。
But the church is a place where God gives us life.
但人的重生是不是只靠水洗呢？
But is our life relying on baptism only?
不是只有水洗。
It's not only baptism.
所以一个信而受洗，既然是讲重生，既然是讲一个新生。
And since baptism is about having a new life,
那我们来看看耶稣怎么讲人怎么重生。
So let's look at how Christ described his new life.
所以主耶稣来不是要定世人的罪，乃是要救世人，愿意为我们的罪来死，那他怎么来救？
So Christ came into the world not to condemn us, but to save us. So how is he going to save us?
那个信而受洗的必然得救。那那个信信是信到什么程度？那个洗是怎么样的洗
？And when we read the verse, those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. What does it mean to be baptized and to believe?
所以那个洗不是单单指着水洗。
So that baptism does not only talk about water baptism.
那个洗指的是一个重生的洗。
And that baptism is really about a baptism of a new life.
所以教会要救人，必须让罪人重生。
So for a church to save us, we need to be reborn.
教会怎么让人重生
？How can we be reborn?
主耶稣怎么讲
？What did Jesus Christ say?
我们来看一下约翰福音三章。
John chapter three.
约翰福音三章。
John chapter three.
约翰福音三章三节。
John chapter three verse three.
约翰福音三章三节。
John chapter three verse three.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”第四节。
Verse four.
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”所以这边这个重生啊，不是进母腹。
Over here, to be reborn, it doesn't mean to be reborn through your mother.
大卫写诗说：“我在母腹当中，我就有罪了。”
King David wrote that while he was still in the womb of his mother, he already had sin.
人没有赦罪的权柄。
Man does not have the power to forgive sin.
你就算再进母腹，你还是罪。
Even if you enter the womb again, you're still a sinner.
实实在在没有听说哪一个人生下来了他都不犯罪，没有，人生下来都会犯罪。
We never heard of a story of someone who after they are born they never sin.
连亚当夏娃神生的他也犯罪。
Even Adam and Eve, who are born of God, they committed sin.
啊，所以神生的开始是不犯罪的。
So from God, Adam and Eve didn't sin in the beginning.
啊，所以这边讲人要重生才能见神的国，这样讲人必须借着神来重生。
And over here, when they talk about rebirth, they mean rebirth through Jesus Christ.
不是借着人的理想，借着人的感觉，借着人的想法来重生，是借着神所预定的来重生。
And this rebirth is not according to man's logic, it man's actions is through Christ.
因为你因为要进的是神的国，那当然神所讲的你要照着他讲，所以我遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
And because you're entering the kingdom of God, you need to live according to God's will.
啊，所以人。已经犯罪怎么重生
？So after we sin, how can we be reborn again?
所以要从水和圣灵来重生。
So we need to be reborn through the water and the spirit.
所以人要重生，更明白的讲，要借着水洗和灵洗。
So rebirth means to be baptized through the water and the spirit.
所以当耶稣说信而受洗必然得救，其实他在讲水洗和灵洗。
So when Jesus Christ said that those who believe and are baptized will be saved, he meant the baptism of the water and the spirit.
而且他讲人受洗之后就一直在主的宝血里面，一直在圣灵的保守当中，不再犯罪，那个才叫做一个真正的洗，一个真正的信而受洗。
And when we are saved through the protection of Christ, so that we don't sin, that is the true grace.
所以信而受洗是信神，然后去接受神的洗。
And to believe and to baptize and be saved it means to believe in Christ.
所以受洗归入基督，事实上就是归入神的身体嘛。
And to be baptized into His body means to be part of Christ.
也就是归入神预定救人的一个真教会。
And which means to be part of the true church.
那这个水洗和灵洗，借着水要重生，谁看懂了、啊？ 有没有哪一个教会看懂了？有没有哪一个教会看得懂主耶稣说要借着水和圣灵重生了？
Is there a church who will, is there other church who understand what it means to be baptized?
借着水和灵重生。
Is there another church who understand what does it mean to be baptized with the water and the Spirit?
我们感谢神哦，使徒教会因为那时候跟着耶稣基督说耶稣升天之后，他们非常清楚耶稣在讲什么。
And thank God that when Jesus Christ, before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, the disciples understand what Jesus meant by being baptized.
所以借着圣灵建立使徒的教会，那使徒教会很清楚主耶稣的吩咐。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the first apostolic church was built.
他们知道教会该怎么样让人得生命的步骤是什么。
And because of the Holy Spirit, they understand how could church save men.
他们知道教会该怎么样人才可以借着教会来得生命。
They knew how the church should be like so that man could be saved.
他们知道教会该怎么样人才可以借着教会来进那天国。
They knew what the true church should be like so that man could be saved.
所以这个信而受洗必然得救非常重要，我们要好好去思考。
So we need to ponder upon what does it mean to believe and baptize.
所以使徒教会所施行的洗是怎么样的洗？我们来看。
So what kind of baptism during the apostolic times?
使徒行传二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2.Acts chapter 2,
38节
verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”三十九节
verse 39.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。好，所以这边呢，神从创世以前借着基督让我们得儿子的名分。
And over here, since creation, God has planned that we will be saved through Jesus Christ.
让我们借着基督的宝血得蒙救赎。
And that through Jesus Christ will receive salvation.
让我们借着基督的教会来得到重生。
And through the true church of God, we can receive rebirth.
所以三十八节一开始说你们个人要悔改。
So in verse 38, it says that we need to repent.
因为主耶稣说天国近了，你们要悔改。如果不悔改，怎么进天国？所以受洗前你要悔改。
So here it says that we need to repent and then be baptized. If we don't repent, how can we be baptized?
你要知道你的错，你要知道你的罪。
You need to understand what you did wrong and you need to understand your sins before you.
你如果不知道你的错，你如果不知道你的罪，只认为说我洗了就去天国，那这个洗没有用。
If you do not know your mistakes and your sin, then this baptism will be useless.
因为以前就是罪人，所以才要洗。那洗了之后，你不知道你为什么而洗，而且洗了之后你也不知道以前有什么错，那你怎么改？
Before men were sinners and they need to understand this before they could be baptized.
所以这边在讲要悔改受洗使罪得赦。
So over here it says that we need to first repent and then be baptized and then we'll be saved.
然后领受圣灵
and receive the Holy Spirit.
这就是在呼应主耶稣所讲的，人必须从水和圣灵重生，才能进神的国。
And this verse describes what does it mean to be saved.
所以一个真正这样的教会，提供赦罪的洗，而且让人得圣灵，这个叫做从水和圣灵重生。
And the true church will emphasize on baptism and the Holy Spirit.
所以天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So the kingdom of God is near, and you need to repent.
主耶稣来传福音的时候这么传。
And when Jesus came into the world, he preached in this manner.
施洗约翰来帮主耶稣铺路，他来传福音的时候也是这么传。
And when John the Baptist came into this world to pave the way for Jesus Christ. He preached in the same manner.
所以从神那边来的，讲到生命的时候，都会讲同样的话。
And those people from God, they will preach the same thing.
我们来看一下马太福音三章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
一节。
Verse 1.
马太福音三章一节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 1.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以主耶稣来这么讲，人们要悔改。
So when Jesus came to this world, he preached that men need to repent.
施洗约翰来也这么讲，要人们悔改。
And when John the Baptist came, he preached in a like manner.
今天的教会讲不讲？
So today, does the church need to preach in the same manner?
今天很多教会不敢讲。
Today, many churches, they are afraid to say this phrase.
很多教会不好意思讲。
And they don't want to say it.
很多教会不知怎么讲。
And they don't know how to preach this.
干脆不讲。
So they decided just to omit it.
哦，意思一下。
A little bit. Or we'll just preach a little bit.
不谈罪啊，人家来教会是要来得恩典，你谈那么多罪干什么？
So in other churches, they try to avoid the topic of sin.
谈什么悔改？
And they try to avoid the topic of repentance.
你都这么讲的话，人都跑光了，谁还敢信？
Because if you emphasize on sin and repentance, then all your members will leave.
所以很多教会只谈恩典，不谈罪。
So many other churches, they only emphasize on grace and not on sin.
很多教会谈喜乐就去天国。
A lot of other churches, they talk about going to heaven and receiving salvation.
不敢谈人受洗犯罪仍然进不了天国，不敢谈。
And they dare not talk about sin, and because it'll lead to death.
所以教会今天不能只谈恩啊。
So today's church, we cannot only emphasize on grace.
天国进来要悔改，悔改就是从罪谈起。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we need to repent. And to repent, we need to discuss, talk about sin.
教会不能只谈得救，只谈救恩，不敢谈悔改，也不敢谈罪。
The church cannot just emphasize on grace and salvation and omit the topic of sin.
你今天小孩子犯错了，去偷人家的东西。
Today, if a child makes a mistake and steals somebody's stuff,
你必须拿东西还给人啊。
You need to return the stuff.
你也跟他讲，你这样不对了。
And you need to tell this child that what you did is wrong.
你可以不处罚，但是你要让他知道这是错的，以后不能再做。
You don't have to punish this child, but you need to let the child know that this is wrong. You shouldn't do this anymore.
你不能跟小孩说，哇，真聪明了，这个不做工，白白就拿东西回来，真聪明，不能这样跟他讲，你害死这小孩子啊。
You can't teach this child that you are very smart because you don't have to work and you can just steal stuff.
所以要让小孩知错，而且要改，以后不能再犯。
So you need to let this child know his mistake, so that in the future he doesn't do it anymore.
所以今天如果信徒有错，受洗前也不知道为什么受洗之后还犯罪，但你不讲。
So in the same token, if the members are baptized and they continue to sin, and you don't say anything about this.
就像父母发现小孩做错了，你也不讲，也不纠正，那反而奖励他说：“你以后必然会成大器。”
And if we don't say anything about the sins of the members, the same as a parent who doesn't criticize the children when they do wrong.
今天信徒有错，教会也不敢讲，谁都不敢讲。
And if we dare not to talk about the topic of sin, and nobody wants to talk about it,
会进天国吗
？Could we enter to heaven?
不会。
No.
在人里犯罪的，到最后都是进了监狱比较多了。
When we sin on this earth, we go to jail more often.
在神里犯罪的，你如果不改过，洗礼之后还常常故意在犯罪，进不了天国。
And for those of members who continue to sin after they're baptized, they will not enter into heaven.
所以每一次到受洗的时候
，So whenever we have baptism.
有很多教会先来洗，先洗了再说。圣经的道理是了解不完的，先洗了再讲。
And many other churches, when they talk about baptism, they want you to be baptized before you understand the truth.
而万一有个三长两短，你已经洗了，就可以去天国。
So this way, because once you're baptized, they preach that you'll be saved.
这个不对。
This is wrong.
你也不能说，哎，一个慕道，哎，来不到两三个礼拜，哎，赶快洗啊，赶快洗啊，这也不对。
You can't just tell a true seeker to be baptized after they've been true seeking for only 2 or 3 weeks.
有一个特例可以。
There's one exception.
彼得跟哥尼流他们那些人讲到，见神的灵也降在他们身上。
And the exception is that when Peter was preaching to Cornelius and the Spirit of God descended upon all the members.
既然神的灵也降在他们身上，谁能禁止我们用谁跟他们施行
？And because the Spirit of God has very descended upon them.
因为神已经先挑选了他。
Because God has already chosen them, therefore we could baptize them.
哦，所以这是一个特例，要不然的话，在正常的情形下，一定要了解为什么施洗，那要认罪，要悔改。
Besides this, besides Cornelius and this special phenomenon, we need to first understand why we need to be baptized and we need to repent.
所以当时施洗约翰在施洗的时候，一个先决条件要怎么样
？So when John the Baptist was baptizing people, what was his original?
三章六节，马太福音三章六节。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 6,
承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受约翰的洗。所以要先承认他们的罪。
So according to John, when John was the Baptist baptizing people, he for the first requirement for you to receive this baptism was to repent.
不只认罪，还要悔改。
Not only do you have to repent, you also have to change.
不是口头悔改，是内心真正悔改，行为也真正悔改。
You need to have to truly change your attitudes and your behaviors.
所以这些人要来受洗，那约翰骂他们。
So.In verse 7, when the Pharisees came to believe, John criticized them.
第七节，约翰见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们将来逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。”所以这边他就在讲了，你不要以为哦，你洗了之后就必然去天国。你如果不悔改哦，只是把洗当作一个是进天国的一个门路，那错误了。
In verse 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming out for baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee for the wrath to come? Bear the fruit that befits repentance. So over here it's very clear that John the Baptist wants them to bear the fruits that, of repentance before they can be baptized.
So you have to bear the fruit of repentance before they can be baptized. John can come to you.
So we need to bear the fruit of repentance before we can be baptized.
什么叫做逃避神的愤怒？他以为受洗了以后啊，就不会被赶到外面来，就会进神的国。这个叫逃避神的愤怒，但是逃避不了的。为什么？因为你并不悔改嘛，你并不结出信神的果子嘛。
What does it mean to flee from the wrath to come? And over here, do John try to tell the Pharisees that do baptism, you cannot flee from the wrath of God?
啊，所以像这种洗。如果教会来几天就要叫他洗，他根本不知道什么是罪，什么是错，什么是悔改，什么是保险，都不知道。
So, if you don't know what is the blood of Christ,
只是跟他讲啊，你洗了以后就逃避神的愤怒，必然去天国，那这是不对的。
So you cannot just tell a true seeker that once you're baptized you will be saved. They need to understand it first.
这种。不会逃避神的愤怒。
This type of baptism will not prevent you from the wrath of God.
这种洗只会让神更愤怒。
This type of baptism will only make God more angrier.
因为这是一个不悔改的洗，这是一个不认罪的洗。
It will make God more angrier because this baptism is not a baptism of repentance.
不止受洗的受惩罚。
And those who are not baptized will be punished.
连施洗的要受更重的惩罚。
And those who are baptized will receive even more severe punishment.
因为这样的洗不是重生的洗。
Because this is not a true baptism.
因为这样的洗是再死的洗，死得更惨。
And this type of baptism is death again.
所以我们来思考看看，信而受洗必然得救，那个洗是什么？
So let us ponder upon what does it mean to be to believe and to be baptized and you will be saved. What kind of baptism is that?
那我们说要借着水和圣灵重生。
We talk about we need to be reborn through the water and the spirit.
约翰用水在施洗。
John only uses to use the water to baptize.
叫人悔改。
Asking men to repent.
约翰用水让人们重生。
John used water to let men be reborn again.
但是谁用圣灵来施洗？谁用圣灵来使人重生呢？
So who uses the Holy Spirit to baptize people and to let people be reborn again?
约翰自己讲了，约翰知道他是施洗约翰，但是他知道他只是用水施洗。
John the Baptist himself knows that he only baptizes you with the water.
那谁用灵施洗呢？
So who baptizes with the Holy Spirit?
我们看约翰福音一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”三十节。这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。三十一节。我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，是为要叫他显明给以色列人看。三十二节。
Verse 32.
约翰又见证说：“我看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。”三十三节。
Verse 33.
我生前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上？”谁就是用圣灵施洗，我看见了，这证明这是神的儿子。所以在这一段哈，约翰就很清楚的讲出来了。
In this paragraph, John clearly states,
那个神的羔羊为罪世人来死的耶稣来了。
The Lamb of God who's going to die for men is Jesus Christ who's coming.
那约翰说他的施洗用水施洗只是要显明给世人看，那个真正。一个真正水洗的是耶稣，因为他用宝血赦了罪。今天一个洗礼如果没有宝血，那个洗礼没有功效。
So John's baptism, it's only for people to repent, and only Jesus Christ can have the true baptism.
所以神也让他知道，神的灵降在谁的身上，谁就是用水施洗。
So he knew that whoever the Spirit of God descend upon is the one who's going to baptize you.With water.
所以后来他看到神的灵降在耶稣的身上，有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
So he saw the Spirit of God descending on Jesus Christ, and a voice saying that this is my son whom I loved.
所以他知道耶稣就是用灵施洗。
So he knew that Jesus Christ was the one who could baptize with the Holy Spirit.
所以借着水和重生就在这边完成了。
So in this paragraph, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is accomplished.
耶稣升天去了。
And Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
谁还用圣灵施洗？
And we're still baptizing with the Holy Spirit.
谁了？还有谁用圣灵在施洗？
So who is the one who is still baptizing with the Holy Spirit?
所以当使徒要出去传福音的时候，耶稣说不要出去，在耶路撒冷等候。
So when the disciples went out to preach, Jesus Christ told them, don't do it. Just stay in Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit.
等候上头的灵力，也就是等候圣灵来，你们才出去传福音，传到地极。
So they're supposed to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们说，在使徒的教会，他们用水和圣灵来施洗。
And because they have the Holy Spirit, they were able to baptize people with water and the Holy Spirit.
将近两千年后的今天，哪一个教会用水和圣灵在施洗？
And after two millennium, which church still baptizes people with the Holy Spirit?
神的灵降在哪一个教会？哪一个教会就是用水施洗。
The church that the Spirit of God descends upon is the church that baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
我们今天跟各位一起在这里学习到这个地方，下次我们来的时候再继续学习。
Today we'll conclude our sermon and we'll start continue next time.
我们也一起跪下来祷告啊。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们这次要在灵里来祷告。
And we'll pray in the spirit.
我们来看一下罗马书哈。
Let's look at Romans.
八章
，Chapter
8，八章二十六节
，Chapter 8 verse 26，
罗马书八章二十六节
，Chapter 8 verse 26。
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用不住的叹息，说不出来叹息，替我们祷告。二十七节，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。这个是教会哈，这个灵言祷告里面一个很重要的一个奥秘。
And this is a very very special when we pray with the Spirit.
人可以做很多祷告，但是什么？我们不懂得如何祷告。
A man could pray to God, but we don't know how to pray to God.
祷告是在跟神祷告，跟神在灵交。
And when we're praying, we are spiritually communicating with God.
所以神本是灵，那圣灵也是神的灵。
So God is spirit and Holy Spirit is the spirit of God.
那这个圣灵是主耶稣说他去了之后要派下一个保卫师来跟我们在一起。
And the Holy Spirit is this wonderful counselor that's going to be with us.
所以这个是鉴察人心的，他晓得圣灵的意思啊，因为他们本是同一个灵嘛。
And this spirit searches the hearts of men, knowing what is the mind of the
spirit. 所以圣灵是照着神的意思替我们祈求。
So the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the will of God.
所以一个灵言祷告，事实上是神帮我们祷告。
So when we pray in the spirit, it's God praying for us.
所以我们现在要跪下来一起祷告。
So now we'll kneel down to pray.